Hello, and you are listening to FP Cast, the podcast where we talk about the stuff and the things. I don't have my thing in front of me. How are you, Jacinta?
I'm alright. How are you, Luke?
This week we're talking about...
nothing!
Not much.
Yeah, this is basically a podcast to say we're not doing a podcast this week.
You think you might be listening to a podcast now?
Yeah, but you're not.
You're not. This isn't a show.
No, we're not even here.
I'm not performing.
We're not even... We don't even exist.
It's our Friday night. We're having it off.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're having it off.
Oh, God!
She's having a baby. It's a film.
Okay. I was like, I'm not aware that that was happening, but...
I was breaking this massive news.
Oh, God. Okay. All right, fine.
Yeah. So, look. We're not performing.
No.
We're not going to give our A game.
No, not at all.
I'm going to give my probably C not game.
Even, we're probably not even going to give C game.
I'm going to give my FU game.
Yeah.
To the listeners.
Yep.
Let's look, it's a mini podcast because next week we've got Oz Comic Con.
So we're basically like recharging our rechargeable batteries of life.
Yes.
Inside ourselves, inside our human bodies.
Where does your batteries, where do you insert them?
So we're going to have a huge podcast next week. So we're kind of sort of half taking the week off this week. Obviously you're listening to something at the moment. So
not us though.
Well, no, obviously no, not us because we don't exist on this astral plane.
We're not doing a show today.
No, of course not.
So this isn't anything.
No, this is not a thing at all. And we do actually genuinely apologize, to anyone.
Not me.
Listening to this. Oh, that's right. You're giving your FFU grade.
Fuck
okay.
Those eavesdroppers listening in on our private conversation on Friday night.
God damn.
Just think, next weekend, you're going to spend the whole weekend with me. Isn't that going to be amazing? Then we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Hopefully I also spend a tiny little bit of time with, like, Jewel State as well. So that'll make up for it.
We're going to have a rollicking time. So if you didn't hear, Oz Comic Con, Perth, is next weekend, which is the what? The 29th? 30th?
Yes. We're the only one that does not get Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yep.
Fuck.
I don't care.
I don't really. Like, I care a little bit.
No.
But I mainly don't care.
No. He spoke for so long during that wedding reception scene in Sherlock that I couldn't handle hearing him speak anymore. I don't want us to be like, you know, nipping out of the con to have lunch at Subway and him with a fake moustache serving as our footlongs and doing his little Italian routine.
Hold on, hold on.
Oh, that's just my meatball, a footlong. I'm just cooking up a new batch of cookies. A cumber batch of cookies. Oh, wink.
Yeah.
Not on my watch, mister. Keep that shit in Adelaide and Sydney, please.
Yeah, anyway, so Comic-Con, it's going to be flippin' rad. And even just random people have been talking about it. I went to a movie screening the other night, and one of the security girls on the door, I was wearing a t-shirt that was like a Star Wars and Drive mashup, and she saw it, and she went, oh my god, your t-shirt, oh my god, are you going to Comic-Con? And I went, well, I'm wearing a fucking Star Wars t-shirt, what the fuck do you think?
What do you think, lady? God.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
Do you like my new t-shirt I got today?
Oh my god, Lego. Jesus Christ, as if you don't have enough Lego engulfing your life, now you have to wear Lego.
Shut up.
You shut up.
This is from the Plastic Block Construction Committee.
Okay. Are they, like, officially licensed and registered?
Maybe.
Not.
Yeah. I'm going to piss off some Danes. Some great Danes. This is a great show, considering we're not doing one.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to have like a tiny little accidental bit of content, maybe. Content.
Well, you and I will have a private conversation. If anybody happens to overhear it, it's like when you windmill your arms and you go like, oh, if you get hit, that's your fault because I'm just going to be here windmilling my arms.
Yeah.
So if you hear a little bit of news, a little bit of content, not our fault.
It's your choice to listen to this content. I did mention I went to a movie screening the other day. It was for a movie called, well, it depends, I guess, on your region in the American region. It is called Neighbours. Over here it's called Bad Neighbours.
Which is ironic because I guess that they called it that because there's a very famous long-running Australian soap opera called Neighbours.
Yes.
But it's really bad, so they should have called the soap opera Bad Neighbours and let this film just be Neighbours.
Oh, look, Neighbours was okay.
It's
it's a training ground for a lot of our superstars. Yes.
Home and Away and Neighbours is basically kindergarten for all our actors.
It's where Ryan Kwanten, Sam Worthington,
Chris Hemsworth,
they all cut their teeth on those soap operas.
Guy Pearce.
Mm. I'm sure Hugh Jackman's been on.
I think Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Might have been on Home and Away. Seriously, everyone was on the show. Anyway, that's not the point. Bad Neighbours, I saw it the other day. It's not actually out here for about 3 months, and it's, I don't think, not out in the US for maybe another month. So I'm a little bit perplexed as to why we actually got to see it so early, but...
This was a legitimate press screening, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Yep. I sort of tagged along as KP's plus one. We're not actually important enough to get media passes.
Now, KP gets... to see everything. He's seen Captain America on Monday.
He is. Damn you, KP!
Yeah, you going with him?
No.
Okay, because I'm a bit so jealous.
No. I only did that once. I went to Iron Man without you.
Yeah.
And you were angry enough about that.
I was
no
not.
No bullshit! So anyway, I saw this fucking movie, right?
Okay, what was it called?
Bad Neighbours. I was like, wait, hang on, what country am I in? Yeah, it's Bad Neighbours. It's Seth Rogen, Zac Efron, Rose Byrne, Dave Franco is also in it, and some other people that I don't remember.
Who's Dave Franco?
James Franco's little brother.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a picture of him on IMDb when we were checking the title.
Yes.
Yes, I recognise that now.
Yes, he's actually been in a bunch of movies, and he's always playing that kind of secondary background character.
Second fiddle.
Pretty much, yeah. He's playing second fiddle to Zac Efron in this one, but I think he's extremely solid. Like, you don't notice him, but he's very, very funny and very on point with everything that he does.
You know who else is extremely solid? Seth Rogen.
Oh, well, he is. Actually, yes. You do see a lot of his naked, solid body in this movie. If you've seen the trailer, you probably know what to expect. It's a sort of mid-30s married couple, newborn baby. Next door, a fraternity house moves in. Noise and hijinks ensue.
Tomfoolery?
Also some tomfoolery and some fireworks.
Horseplay.
Definite horseplay. Basically, they start a bit of a war between the two houses trying to... boot each other out, basically. And it's, if you like Knocked Up, Superbad, 21 Jump Street, any of those sorts of movies, you're going to love this. You know, it's full of dick jokes, pot jokes, and there's some boobs in there as well.
Nice.
It's really immature, as you would expect. There's a scene where Zac Efron and Seth Rogen are fighting, and they're fighting with a pair of dildos. And Zac Efron's trying to shove his dildo into Seth Rogen's mouth while screaming, "Suck my dick." So that's pretty much that scene. Kind of sums up the movie, more or less.
That's pretty much the ending of High School Musical 3, wasn't it?
I haven't actually seen number 3, I must be honest.
3's the best one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm serious.
Okay. All right, no, I'll trust you and I'll go back and watch
it. It's like the biggest budget, highly produced.
Yeah, right.
Best songs one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
While I do think that This Is the End has pretty much ruined that entire sort of genre for me because it was so good, and this was... Like, you know, like, This Is the End, it's kind of... It's immature, but in a smarter way. Like, that whole scene where What's-His-Face is talking about ejaculating on all of James Franco's possessions. Like, that is hilarious, but it's a little bit more... You know, that's a little bit more clever than shoving a dildo in someone's mouth.
Well, it has a reason to exist because it's playing on what we know of these characters and those kind of archetypes. Mm. Whereas when you're creating that sort of stuff just out of the blue, then it feels like you're just creating it for the sake of it rather than it organically coming out of, we know that Danny McBride is a complete and utter fucking douchebag. And we know that James Franco is like this kind of pushover who... kind of is a bit soft and understates a lot of things. Mm. So for them, those two things to clash is actually quite funny.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I think when you're just creating it out of nowhere, you sort of go, you get that vibe of people in a writer's room going, what about dildos in the mouth?
Yeah, the gags are very, very cheap. They feel like really, really cheap gags. And I won't, like, I did laugh out loud many times, but it was more that sort of awkward, oh my god, what the fuck am I watching laughter.
We say lol now.
Oh, lol? Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah. I lolled many a time.
Did you ruffle?
I didn't ruffle. You don't really want to ruffle in a cinema. You just don't know what the fuck's on the carpet. Oh, God,
you'd be covered in popcorn. Yeah, no, don't do that.
Gross. Disgusting.
If you pick up nothing else from this podcast,
do not ruffle in a cinema.
Do not ruffle.
Mm. You can ruffle copter.
You can lamau.
You can lamau.
Yeah.
Lamau. Lamau. But then you might have to go to the hospital to get it reattached.
Yeah, or just go without one.
Go without. Well, yeah, that's fine. I can't even remember what I was talking about now.
The movie, cheap humour. But, yes. You know, if you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, the characters themselves weren't that interesting, really. They were fairly, I guess, bland. Like, you've got your kind of stereotypical frat boys and then stereotypical parenty boring people, yeah? But it was actually the relationship and the banter between the characters that really sort of made them interesting. I really, really loved Rose Byrne's character. She was a foul-mouthed Australian, and she was probably the most accurate Australian depiction in an American movie I have ever seen. She was absolutely hilarious.
Well, that's fun.
And
so that's going to be my question. Is, like, Seth Rogen essentially the straight guy in this?
Yeah, he is. Like, he's the sort of dad character. And the whole thing is, like, the two of them, they're kind of going, oh, well, you know, we're, you know, okay, so we're parents and we own a house and all that sort of stuff, but we're still young. We can still kind of, you know, be cool. We're not like the fuddy-duddies telling these kids to turn their music down. This is not our problem. This is their problem. And then they kind of realise that it kind of is their problem and that they are actually old. I think with the sort of frat boy side of things, I think Zac Efron is actually quite underrated as a comedic actor. I mean, he's not a super dramatic actor. I think I've seen one dramatic thing that he's been in, and it was
Ghost Baseball.
No, I didn't see Ghost Baseball. It was some other one where he was like working for some lady in a dog kennel or something, and then he fell in love with her, or I don't know. I don't remember. It was a complete snooze fest. But some of the stuff that he's delivering in this movie, he does it with such intent and such a straight face that it just makes it even funnier. And then he's got James Franco sort of backing him up, sort of, you know.
Dave Franco,
damn it. It doesn't matter. They're both the same thing.
They came from the same vagina.
They did come from the same, well, presumably. Oh, you don't know.
No, I don't.
You don't know that.
No.
No, don't say, you know.
I'm going to Google the Franco vagina. Find out. And look for clues.
Yes. Anyway. Zac Efron is actually extremely good in this movie, and I'm not just saying that because he takes his shirt off a whole lot. No, he's very enjoyable. Actually, him and Seth Rogen are two actors that, no matter what movies they do, I do quite enjoy watching them. Like, they're quite enjoyable presences on screen, so to have them both together. And when they did have those scenes together, they were a lot of fun.
I'm glad Efron's getting to shake off the Disney thing and go and do his own crazy shit.
Yeah, I mean, he's done good a few, like, air quotes, serious movies, like Ghost Baseball and that one where I think he hooks up with Nicole Kidman, the Paperboy or something like that. Yeah, I don't know. He's done serious movies. Nobody wants to see his serious movies.
There's a big, thick weekend edition, Nicole. I'm the Paperboy.
But anyway, he's quite good at comedy, so he should keep doing that. Very good. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't say that it's definitely not going to be top 10. It is nowhere near top 10 for me. And there's always one or two of those kind of gross out adult movies that come out every year. I think that because 22 Jump Street is coming out in a couple of months, I would sort of preemptively suspect that 22 Jump Street will be better than this.
Was 21 Jump Street the address of the police precinct or the school?
It's where they kind of set up their little undercover cop.
So they've got to move it.
They move across the street.
Across.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're moving across the street because they had the, in the first movie, they had the Korean church, and then the Koreans wanted to buy that back. It's in the trailer.
I haven't watched the trailer, actually.
We should watch the trailer. So and then they have to move across the street to 22 Jump Street.
6 6 8 is the neighbor of the beast.
And this one, they're in college, not high school. So, you know, it's so sequel-y it hurts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would think 22 Jump Street, even without seeing it, is probably better than this. But to tide you over, this is a fairly solid way to waste a couple of hours. It's not great. It's not even probably the best of that sort of genre. Oh, I should just say, my whole review of this movie should be, this movie has McLovin in it. If you don't like McLovin, don't see this movie.
Not a massive fan of McLovin.
No. Like, he's pretty shit in this movie, I've got to be honest. Like,
he's a bit one note, isn't he?
He is, and he's playing that one note.
And that one note is...
Yeah, basically his whole role in this movie is a complete dipshit who has a comically large penis, which they just use as a gag throughout the whole thing. And if they removed his character, you would not even really notice, because he was complete rubbish.
I don't know if I'd want to remove the most relatable character.
No, fuck you.
I watched some of the Lost Missions episodes of Clone Wars. Mm. These are the episodes that, there's 13 of them. They've been released on Netflix.
Mm.
And they were the ones that were never aired because Disney cancelled this thing once they bought Star Wars. And the first four are a storyline, and they're about, like, Order 66 triggering early for this clone trooper. So he, like, shoots a Jedi in the face, and then it's about the ramifications of that. And, you know, it's a little bit slow-moving, a little bit deliberate. I feel like, you know, four episodes is too long. Three-act structure, you know, come on. But, you know, pretty good, pretty intriguing. And I'm like, oh, well, this is cool. I kind of missed the show. You know, amazed at how good it looks. You sort of remember and go, wow, you know, they were doing amazing things. Second storyline starts, which is a three-parter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the banking clan and financial infrastructure and rising interest rates. And I just thought, are you taking the piss? Like, this is essentially Series 6. They've been criticizing this sort of shit all the way through it. And then that's what they were still going to do. They were still going to give us a story that was about Padme is at the center of it, and this old, like, love interest and, yeah, fucking interest rates. So I'm always a Lucas apologist, but for the first time I'm like, well, I'm glad this has been taken away. Mm. And I'm glad this series ended, because if you're really going to keep doing that after all the feedback you've had, then, like, there's just no hope. So I haven't watched the others yet, but I think there's one with Yoda on Dagobah with Qui-Gon, the ghost of Qui-Gon and stuff. So that sounds like it's going to be a lot more enjoyable than interest rates raising.
Actually, speaking of really nice-looking animations, I watched a movie during the week. I don't watch anime, like, ever, hardly ever, but I saw the title of this movie and went, I think that I need to watch this. It was called Space Pirate Captain Harlock.
Oh, is this a live-action one?
No, it's CGI. It's like CGI. It looks like a really, 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 really well-done like video game sort of animation. I know the character. Yeah, I think he started off as a TV cartoon in the 70s or something. And the animation is absolutely beautiful. Like, to be honest, I didn't follow the story that well because the version that I had, the subtitles were terrible and very, very English. And I just couldn't really follow. I followed the basic story, but some of the, you know, greater philosophical sort of things they were saying just made no fucking sense. And it was just really great. So there's this kid that comes onto the ship.
Hey, ship, how you going? You look great today.
Shush.
Does he wipe it off and apologize?
Shush. And it turns out that he's been sent on as a spy by his brother, who's like the head of the
Franco clan.
The Franco clan, yes, let's call them that. And basically wants him to bring Captain Harlock down from the inside, more or less, because he's this rebel. They're trying to get back to Earth, which has been destroyed by some war or whatever. Doesn't matter. This thing looks really, really cool. There's lots of great action sequences in it. And as I said, I don't watch anime ever, but I would happily watch this again and again and again. And Hot Toys have made a Captain Harlock, and I want it so fucking bad.
I thought they were doing a live-action version as well, actually. I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
Man, and he comes, like, you can get the figure just by himself, or you can get him with his throne, but the throne is, like, an extra $200, and I'm like, beautiful. I need it.
I've thrown away more for less.
Yeah, I know, but also, I'm not you.
Why don't we switch bodies for a day?
No. I don't want my body back after you've taken it.
Leave it in the
sink. I wonder if I can just stick this here. Oh,
we could sign contracts. That's what they had to do in 50 Shades of Grey. It's a lot of paperwork in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's like all the paperwork is actually in full in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is, isn't yeah, it? Yeah.
I guess
yeah,
so I people can like that. Photocopy and fill
yeah,
it out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Courtney and I have been watching the Reanimator movies.
Mm.
There's three of them with Jeffrey Combs, who is amazing.
Yeah.
And it was quite interesting, actually, because I think the first two are only a couple of years apart. They're from the 80s.
Mm.
But then the third one, which I'd never seen and thought, oh, it's going to be this horrible. I mean, it is a horrible straight-to-video kind of deal.
Mm.
But it's 14 years later, and I've got to say, it's still as good. Like, yeah. It fits into that whole trilogy kind of nicely.
Mm.
And have you ever seen any of those?
No.
He basically, he plays a great character. He's very, like, serious and emotionless and but very curious, and he just likes fucking around with science and stuff. And he's not doing it for any altruistic reason. He claims to be, but he's also, like, sewing hands on dogs and things like that because he can. But there was just some crazy bits. He found this way in this third one. I'm going to spoil some stuff because people won't probably either have seen it or will never see it. But there's this scene where there's this woman who's been reanimated.
Mm.
So she's like kind of a zombie, but she's got part of the... It's all set in a prison
because
he's been put in prison for his crimes.
Mm-hmm.
She's got part of the bad kind of rapey prison warden in her. So she's like kind of acting on him.
Yep.
And then the bad prison warden has also been reanimated.
Yeah.
And he's got part of a rat in him. So he's acting a bit like a rat.
Okay.
And they confront each other and he makes her give him a blowjob.
Right.
And she bites it off and spits it off camera.
Right.
And then they sort of fall in love with this idea, so they keep cutting to this shot. I'm reminded of, I think it's the tale of Samuel Whiskers, Beatrix Potter.
Yes.
Where the rats get Tom Kitten and they roll him up in pastry and roll him along the ground.
Yep.
This rat keeps rolling this penis around the ground. Pretty funny.
Oh.
So then we watch this other more recent Jeffrey Combs movie from 2012 called Would You Rather, where he plays this... aristocratic sadist who gets all these people around for a dinner party and does stuff like, you know, would you rather shoot this person in the face or slice your own eyeball with the razor and stuff like that. And I just kept waiting for that little rat to come out and roll the penis out. Here we go. Fun times. Oh, we also watched the, we've been watching Once Upon a Time.
Yes. Which I love.
And we only got up to like episode 3 and we were getting so frustrated at how slow moving it is.
Yeah, you just, that's why I can't watch that show week to week. I have to download about 10 of them, sit down, just smash them out. Because you can't. It's, well, we nothing ended up happens.
Jumping ahead and watching the one where the Frankenstein creature is introduced.
Yeah.
Which we only saw his hand at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
But that was that the first Hook or the first major Hook? That's when Snow White and everyone meets Hook. He's tied to the tree. And I remember you talking about Hook in our top...
I think that might be the first. Who time would met you him. Do? Yeah.
I think he's shown in like one of the early ones or something in a clip.
Yeah, no, because he is on the ship with Rumpelstiltskin's wife.
But this was them getting to meet him and find out that he was Hook.
Yeah.
So I got to see him and his guy liner.
Yep.
But the other thing that really intrigued me was, and I wouldn't have even realised it was him until Courtney pointed it out, was the fabulous Mad Hatter is the Winter Soldier.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yeah. That was another reason I actually started watching this show.
So it's what Sebastian Stan.
Sebastian
he's
Stan.
He's playing the Winter Soldier and he's playing a very fabulous Mad Hatter.
Mm.
And he's been in the news for, he's confirmed for quite a few Marvel movies, isn't he? Coming up.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think so. I think they said recently that he's contracted. Yeah, and sweet. You saw the Scarlet Witch costumes?
I did, yeah. And the, they look cool.
Quicksilver costume, which beats the shit out of the X-Men first class version.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure what we're wearing tonight is better than the X-Men version.
Someone in the talk back on Ain't It Cool said that the singer version looked like a member of the Burger King Kids Club. He's obscure but apt.
Nice.
God, we should wrap this up or otherwise we've actually done a show.
Oh, and I'm
very sure that we don't beat the legal requirements of a
no,
show.
No, quick, cut today. It before this we do meet the legal one. Requirements.
Shall we?
Yeah.
All right, so remember, next week's show is going to be a big one. We're going to be spending the weekend at Oz Comic Con. Mm. We're hoping to interview some celebrities and buy some crazy shit and photograph some cosplayers and have a really good time. I should be getting, not that I think I've got the courage to wear it without her, but I should be getting my jumpsuit tomorrow.
Oh.
You know, we threatened ages ago. It actually happened on this podcast. Courtney and I had the idea live to have matching jumpsuits, and I've been looking forward to it forever. She bought beautiful suit material. I've had a couple of fittings, and with any luck, I'm going to get the finished product tomorrow when she comes over. So nice. That should be kind of cool. I'll put that on my Facebook and my Instagrams. So, yeah, hopefully there's some new guests that have been confirmed. There's Jewel State.
Yeah.
Kaylee from
Firefly. Yes, I'm pretty excited. I love her.
She's awesome. Mm. And Rob Paulson.
Yes.
Who we've interviewed on Fruitless Pursuits before, but never actually met in person. That was conducted online. So I'm hoping to actually catch up with Rob. And while I'm there, because he said, you know, he might have been just doing that thing. Oh, you know, next time I'm around, we'll catch up. We're fucking catching up, Rob.
Hell yeah.
I've got it on tape, so I'm coming in.
We'll play that in a court of law, Rob.
I want a bear hug. And Stephen Hunter, who plays Bomber, the most badass fucking dwarf in all of Hobbiton.
Yep.
Or Middle Earth, I should say.
Yeah, he's really good at catching eggs in his mouth.
And eating sausages.
Yep.
Wilson down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these are the kind of people that we're going to be stalking on the weekend and see what happens.
And if all else falls to shit, we'll just, I'm sure we'll have a great deal to talk about anyway.
We'll impersonate their voices.
We will, and we'll just make shit up.
Hello, I'm Bomba. I like guzzling big sausages. I hope that dragon doesn't kill me.
Yeah, so that's what you've got to look forward to next week.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you do see us at Comic-Con, come and say hello. We would like that very much. Unless you're weird, then please don't come and say hello.
Or sweaty and smelly.
Yes, yes. Put some deodorant on, then come and say hello to us.
Yep.
And shave your neck beard.
Yep.
And don't wear a fedora.
I don't mind fedora if you're being Indiana Jones or a gangster.
Mm. But you can't have a fedora and My Little Pony t-shirt.
Okay.
Okay. We're drawing the line there. Actually, you probably can't have a My Little Pony t-shirt at all.
What if you're a lady?
Oh, if you're a lady, that's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come and say hello if you're a lady. Give an old man a thrill.
Actually, this is not... Well, it's not unrelated. Talk about bronies. A student was talking something about My Little Pony the other day. And
a man or a lady?
A lady.
Yeah.
And we were talking something about naming our animals at work.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you could name them after My Little Ponies. And I went, no! And she went, why? And both me and another girl at the same time went, because bronies! And she genuinely had no idea what a brony was. And I'm like, well, I'm not explaining that to you. You need to Google that.
You need to Google it. Pull up a bucket. Lean over it. Get a friend to hold your hair back.
Oh, God. What was it? Some phrase that someone was like, don't ever Google that. And it was some brony thing. It was like... it was bronies with weird fucking titty vaginas or something. It was fucking horrible. And I really wish I'd never Googled. I really wish I'd listened to that person who's like, never Google this word, which is like waving a red flag at a bull, isn't it, really? Never Google this because it's horrible and you don't want to know. Of course I'm going to fucking Google it now.
I can't top that. Let's end the show.
Titty vaginas.
Ponies.